With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I know there's some people here that that were not feeling well, and this is a bad one. This is really bad. We were all in our homes for 2 years. Nobody got the flu. Nobody was near anybody. So nobody has any immunity. And then the cold and flu comes around, and bang, everybody. I'm even watching Channel 9 News right now, and they're doing a whole thing on you know, flu and cold. It sucks. It's horrible. It's just the worst. All right, Spotify has come out with its most streamed artist, Spotify. Let's find out who these people are.
Social media in the last 24 hours, you probably could not escape Spotify users flooding feeds with their top artists and songs of the year.
Yeah.
This is an annual tradition here. Of course, the platform called Spotify Wrapped, and people can get their listening stats for the year, who they listen to the most, which genres, and even which moods they prefer. NBC News youth and internet culture reporter Callan Rosenblatt has...
Wait, what kind of reporter is this?
NBC News youth and internet culture reporter...
Youth and internet culture reporter.
Youth and internet culture reporter Callan Rosenblatt has the breakdown of this year's Spotify Wrapped. So, Callan, it was the year of the bunny. I mean, Bad Bunny topping the charts in multiple categories. Walk us through the numbers.
Yeah, so, Lindsay, Bad Bunny...
What's his name again?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
I don't think I know a Bad Bunny song. Do we know any Bad Bunny?
Probably would if you heard of them, because they're pretty big.
Is that right?
Yeah. You've played them before.
What's your favorite Bad Bunny song?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite, but
I love them all.
Because they're all so good.
They're
all
so good.
Bellew, do you listen to Bad Bunny on the way home?
Yeah, I like... let me see. I can't find it.
I'm too listening. I always listen to Tony.
David.
David.
Tony.
Tony.
David.
Tony.
David.
Tony.
David.
Tony.
David.
Tony.
David.
Running away with Spotify rap. He was the top played global Spotify artist.
Wow. Top guy on Spotify is Bad Bunny.
He is the number one in the world. Closely followed by Taylor Swift and Drake.
What's his name again?
Drake.
But it really is the year of Bad Bunny. I mean, even Spotify is going to honor Bad Bunny with Easter eggs on its app. One that I can reveal is when you like a Bad Bunny song.
Well, that's creative. Give Easter eggs to Bad Bunny. I wonder how many of the thousands of people who work for Spotify thought of that at the exact same time. Like everybody. Like, what should we do for Bad Bunny? And everybody at once. It's Easter eggs. Easter eggs. Yeah, Easter eggs. Easter eggs. Easter eggs. Easter eggs. Yeah, Bad Bunny. Easter eggs.
Press that traditionally green heart. It will now light up red, which is a heart that's synonymous with Bad Bunny. 18.5 billion streams.
What?
18.5 billion streams.
Wow. I must know a Bad Bunny song then.
I kept thinking it's probably one of those that I would, oh yeah, I recognize that song, but couldn't tell you it was Bad Bunny.
Does he do all of his songs in Spanish?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, so he speaks Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I hope so.
I don't know. Oh, here's one. Here's the number one Bad Bunny song. This is Bad Bunny's first original song. His first original hit. Here we go. Bad Bunny.
Soy el fuego que arde tu piel. Soy el agua que mata tu sed. El castillo, la torre, yo soy. La espada que guarda el caudal. Tú el aire que respiro yo. Y la luz de la luna en el mar.
What a song.
La garganta que ansío mojar, que temo ahogar, te amo.
And as I have never said in the past, I'll only say it about this song, best song ever, written. 100%.
Do you listen to any music service like Spotify? Do you use Spotify?
No.
Do you use Apple Music?
Mm-mm.
You don't use any of the music services?
I use YouTube. I watch the ads, then I hear an old Stevie Wonder song.
Because you know, when you listen to any of those services, they suggest basically a playlist for you based on what you listen to.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, it's called a Spotify Wrap.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'll do that, man. That's a cool idea. But it'll all be the same, you know, it'll be Billy Joel, Eagles,
Mastin,
Rolling Stones.
Megan Trainor.
Suicide is Painless. Yeah.
Suicide is Painless.
All the crap we listened to on this show. That's great, man. All right. Pastathon numbers. We got some new numbers in here. $708,678 raised. So $709,000.
Wow. Great job.
$709,000. 20,127 pounds of pasta and sauce.
And we still got till Sunday.
Yes. That's great. That's really a cool vibe. So thank you to everybody who donated. You know who you are, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Very lovely group. Cool audience. Very loyal to the show as well. We will always
appreciate
that.
Two varies.
Yeah. Very, very loyal. Two varies. Angel, you said there is a place called Kokomo?
Yeah, but I don't think that it's in Florida. I think it's like in another country. Like,
they just use that then.
Yeah. Cause it
Remember when
cool.
you interviewed Mike Love from the Beach Boys?
We did?
Oh, boy. Yeah. You did, and you asked him.
Is he cool? Oh, that's right.
So
I remember
cool.
him, yeah.
And you asked him about Kokomo.
Oh, and I also asked him, hey, do any of you guys surf? He's like, no.
Yeah, and he goes, thanks a lot.
Yeah, he goes, oh, didn't think you were going to bring that up, but thanks, buddy.
There's a Kokomo in Indiana.
That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that is not a place you would think of as a Kokomo. Yeah.
Apparently, there's a Kokomo in Sarasota as well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And a Kokomo in the Fiji Islands.
Like you would, like that. That makes as much sense as saying, oh, I know this great, beautiful sort of resort hotel with a lake and a golf course. Oh, really? Where is it? Winnetka. You're like, what? Winnetka?
There's apparently a community named Kokomo in Hawaii.
Oh, that's a cool community.
Yeah.
Probably named after the song. Probably built and designed after the song came out. Kokomo. All right. Ding dong with that Kokomo. By the way, is... If you took 20, let me see here, 2022, and you subtracted 1996, you get 26, right? So this month, later on this month, the 23rd of December, will mark the 26th year I've been in radio. 26 years in evening radio. Isn't that wild? 26 years. That might be a record. Maybe. I don't know. Right? Possible. Although not at this station. Nothing's a record at this station.
What?
You see a guy walking down the hall, you go, hey, you look young. How long have you been here? 48 years. Really? Yep. 48 years. Well, what about your wife? Oh, she works here too. When did she start? 1929. Yeah, right when the station started,
she put the transmitter up. Yeah,
that's right.
It helped to anchor the transmitter to the ground.
You know, whenever we go to Orange County, I always say to my wife and daughter, I say, "Hey, that's the transmitter that KFI comes out off on." And both my wife and my daughter say, "You say that every time we drive to Orange County, and then you say it every time we drive home from Orange County." They're like, "Oh, there it is." I said, "Yeah, but that transmitter that post right there, that metal and those wires and that transmitter is responsible for all the stuff we have. So we got to honor it as we drive by it, south and north. Do you know where it is, Belio? Do you know where the transmitter is? You pass it every night, every day when you drive to work. Is she in there? Kansky?
In the can.
Yeah, it's on the 5.
Yeah, right off the 5 freeway. What city is that in? Is that the
La Mirada.
But it's big. It's beautiful, too. You know, it's got the big crown on the top.
It's by Tony Sarantino's house.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he lives with the, like in the shadow of that thing?
He lives in the basement of the transmitter.
Wow. But you pass it every day.
Yes.
Now, do you ever, like, do you look at it or tell people or honor it somehow?
I do all three, Tim.
Wow.
I look at it, I tell people, and I honor it.
Do you ever honk and point at it?
Once I did. Once I honked and I waved. But nothing happened.
But that's a big, beautiful transmitter.
It is pretty cool. Very cool.
La Mirada.
Yes.
I'd like to go down there, and we should all go down there and kneel in front of it and
say
a prayer.
Did Crozier mention that he broadcast out of there?
No way!
The beginning of the pandemic.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because they had to make sure that we could do that, you know, just in case we had to shut it down and had to go to a secure place where there are very few people. So I actually was the anchor for Gary and Shannon that day because they were down there too.
Yeah,
Shannon and Gary.
And remember, we all had special IDs made because there was a chance we were all going to have to broadcast out of the transmitter.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember having that ID going, man, this looks silly.
Silly?
Yeah, it's like, this is not going to get me in anything.
Yeah, you have to use it. I took a picture. I just sent it to Sharon. We could put it up on our social. There's a newspaper in there that I took a picture of from the Orange County Evening News of when Kennedy was shot. An original paper is sitting in there.
And it's sitting in that transmitter.
June 5th, 1968. So
wow. Bobby Kennedy, yeah. Yeah, that's wild, man.
Yeah. It's old newspaper just sitting in there.
And it just sits on a desk or just sits in there?
It's in a drawer.
Oh, in a drawer. Yeah. Wow, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, I went through all the drawers.
What's in there? I mean, you have a picture of, like, the whole place?
I've got a couple shots, yeah. Yeah, I've got a couple shots.
I'd like to see it.
All right.
I've never seen that. I've never even been close to it.
Stairs. We're up on the second floor when we do stuff. Everything down on that ground floor, it's all the heavy-duty equipment.
Is it much bigger than the old one? Taller?
What do you mean? The transmitter?
The transmitter?
I don't think so. If anything, it might be a little smaller because I remember the local airport there was really mad that when it got hit by a plane and came down, there was a lot of discussions about whether or not they should lower it.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
I don't believe they did.
Yeah. I didn't know that was the KFI tower until I worked here. And, I just didn't know. And now every time I drive by it, man, I honor that tower. That tower has meant a lot to me, man. I love that tower. I'm in love with that tower. I really am.
Why don't you marry it?
I get
goosebumps. Why don't you take it to Lowe's with you?
Yeah.
I could go to Lowe's and get the equipment to build one in my backyard that.
Yeah, you probably will.
Hey, I just received this message from Sandy, listens to the show. She said, fun fact, there's a prison in Kokomo, Indiana.
Is that right?
Yeah, she said it's an S-hole, like the whole area.
Oh. Gives a whole new meaning to the song.
Oh, wow, a prison in Kokomo.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's in the sand.
Daddy's in the box.
You put him in the pen.
That's great news. That's great knowledge from Sandy.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
All right. Don't let heat or cold come into your home through leaky windows. Yeah, right? Don't be talked into generic windows that don't complement the look of your home. Replace those windows with new windows from American Vision Windows, all custom made to fit your needs and style of your home. Bill and Kathleen created this company with love and dedication to their employees, believing happy employees lead to happy customers. So I was just on American Vision Windows Instagram a little while back. And on Facebook, they have a great Instagram. They really do. And I noticed that they have a book now button linked to their bio. I never noticed that before. But how convenient is that? Yeah, you just click it and pick the day and time you want your appointment and you're done. You don't even have to speak to anyone. It's perfect for me. So this is why I went with a trusted company, real company who just makes things easy. That's what they do. So it really is terrific. Now, the offer for December is, listen to this, 0% interest, and zero payments for 12 months or free installation. Ding dong. Call them up at 877-318-3757, 877-318-3757, or visit them, AmericanVisionWindows.com for details, AmericanVisionWindows.com. The offer expires 12/31/22, CSLB 778-326. Hey, it looks like that that MPOX, that they are going to, that Hanson is going to do a video and rewrite that song based on, I don't know, maybe us, maybe not. But that's kind of wild. Mpox. You can't say monkeypox anymore. It's Mpox. Mpox. Bop, bop, Mpox. What was that? Mpox. Bop, bop, Mpox.
Mpox.
Maybe they'll redo that. Right? Some can dream, can't they? One of those guys is driving on the 101 through Hollywood listening going,
The Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Yeah, let's see what we do. They have the crew together.
Weeknights at 6 on KFI.
Ding dong. Yeah. By the way, I found some Ernie Anderson drops.
What's his name again?
Ernie Anderson.
When we release.
Wow. Well, that was. Here's another great Ernie Anderson. Classic Ernie Anderson. He was the voice of ABC. And did a lot of commercials in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He was everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
That's a good one. Jesus Christ.
Beast.
I don't know what that is. All right, but I...
What's his name again?
What's his name again is a good one. What's his name again? Oh, this is another good one. All right, let me see if this works. I wonder what they, how that happened. But that was, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, let's get into some news here. I don't want to do that. Let's do this one here. Robots. After a heated debate, San Francisco is going to allow police to deploy robots with the ability to use deadly force.
Robots with the San Francisco Police Department can now use lethal force.
Oh my God.
Supervisors approved the controversial plan today. It allows police to deploy robots to kill in extremely rare cases when there's an imminent risk of death to civilians or officers. Supervisors added an amendment requiring one of two high-ranking police leaders to authorize use of a deadly robot. The SFPD currently has 12 functioning robots. While the department says it does not plan to provide the robots with guns, they could use explosives.
Oh my God.
To civilians or officers. Supervisors.
There's like a fart in there, isn't it?
To civilians or officers. Supervisors.
Oh, caught
it. Yeah.
Good ear.
Somebody pushed one out.
Trained. To civilians or officers. Supervisors.
Like a little baby one.
Yeah, baby one, right? Just a little, croissant that got sideways on her.
To civilians or officers. Supervisors added an amendment requiring one of two.
And then listen to this part here.
The SFPD currently has 12 functioning robots.
All right, San Francisco Police Department currently has 12?
12 functioning robots.
What, there's like four or five that are just don't work?
What's the point of saying that?
Yeah, or dismantled?
But what do they look like? R2-D2 or a Roomba or like Total Recall?
I don't know. I think they look a lot like that fire robot, it looks like it has tractor wheels from a tank.
Okay.
But that's wild that a very liberal city like San Francisco has okayed lethal force. Or in some cases, a robot can just go in there and wipe somebody out. And then who goes if it, like, let's say that robot kills the wrong person.
Yeah.
The robot goes to jail. I don't know. Mm. That's possible. Throw the robot at San Quentin. Yeah, wow, they got robot, got 50 years. Oh, Christ. Wow, that's a lot. How's he doing? He's just sitting there. He doesn't really do much. He just sits there like all the other robots. Man, I think we're moving way too quickly with these robots.
Tim, the robot will be remote controlled by a police officer, kind of like the bomb defusal like robots.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Where the hell did that voice come from?
That's Nate.
That is, hold on one second.
Oh, wait a minute. He's our new reporter.
That is Nate Ward, our youth and internet culture reporter. Thank you, Nate.
Hi, guys.
Wait, what is he again? Youth?
Nate is our youth and internet culture reporter. Thank you, Nate.
Happy to be here, Sharon. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Please don't kill me. Youth and international culture reporter. That's great. Oh, man. All right. That's your new title, bub. Youth and internet culture reporter. Nate.
Happy to
There's
have
your
it.
Nickname.
Wait a minute. Youth and
internet.
And internet culture, reporter.
Reporter.
You're your yuck. Yuck.
Let's go to Yick out in the field. Hey. Thank you, Yick.
Yeah, how's Yicker doing?
Nate Yick.
Hey, Yicky, what's going on? Well, the internet's still popular. Back to you. All right, very good. Nate, our brand new youth and internet culture reporter.
Woo!
God almighty, what a title.
Thank you, Nate.
All right. Thanks, Nate. All right, flu twice in the same season. Is that possible? A lot of these stores are running out of flu and cold medication. Please don't tell me this is possible.
Can I get the flu more than once in a season?
It could be flu A, and then you get flu B, influenza A, and then influenza B?
The answer is yes, because there are different strains.
Oh, babu. I should be a doctor. I guess that correctly.
That would be bad luck, but it is possible. But
can you imagine coming in and seeing me, and I'm your doctor? Can you imagine
no.
that? You walk in the office, and you're like, hey, I'm taking your temperature and listening to your heart, and I start to hear, you know, what your problems are. And then I just start zoning out, thinking about the
You
horse.
Remind me of the doctor on Family Guy when he's like, oh, this is horrible. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. What is it, doctor? What is it? No, the horse in the third lost. You're fine.
I love that character.
It's one of the best writing for that.
You're right. It is so well written. It is always hysterical.
Yeah.
It's great.
What this is really speaking to is, are people diagnosed when they have the flu? So many people will say, well, I had the flu, and then I'll say, were you tested? Did you get a culture? And they say, no, but I just felt really badly. Now, that may be that they had influenza, but there is a very...
You know, I had the flu about 6 weeks ago, and I went to one of these doc in the boxes, right? One of these 24-hour healthcare deals, because I thought I was dying. And so I went in there, and I wasn't really feeling well. And I said, I think I had the flu. And she said, well, we can test for that. I said, oh, that's great. So she gave me a test. And she comes back in the room. And she says, well, you're our first case of the year. You have influenza A. And I'm like, really? I'm the first guy in Burbank to get it? The guy who uses Purell, doesn't talk to anybody. If someone sneezes, I run. And I got it? Everybody's going to get it if I got it. Everybody. But I never got the flu shot because in order to get the flu shot, my doctor, Dr. Ray Kasheri, told me, he said, you should not go and get the flu shot if you're not feeling well. Like if you feel run down, you got a cold, or, you know, you have, you know, you're just not feeling well.
Yeah.
Maybe a little congestion. You shouldn't get the flu shot if you're not feeling well. And I always felt, yeah, just half-assed, you know, not great. And I never got
on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, I went through like a month of just, you know, just not feeling right. Because when I just don't let myself rest. My wife always says that. She always, like, even when I had the flu, in the middle of having the flu, I got up, I threw my pants on, threw my shirt on, shoes and socks, and I drove to Tommy's.
All right, come on.
To get Tommy's.
What are you doing to yourself, man?
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
And I got a big, huge chili cheeseburger.
Oh, my God.
From Tommy's.
Dude.
Ugh.
Did it fix you right up?
I loved it. Look, I loved the cheeseburger.
Did it make you feel a little bit better in the moment, at least?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It really did.
That's all
did.
That matters. Do you do the fries with the chili on it, too?
No, my wife does that.
Ah, she get that slab of cheese on top?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, it's the best, man. And they make their own chili at every store. And you can buy a little container of it. Take it home.
I know.
But it's more for putting on things. Like, it's too dense to eat it straight.
Yeah, it's not chunky like,
yeah,
say, Wendy's
right.
is.
Yeah, It's like
it's too, not almost, substantive.
Right. It's almost too thick to eat straight. Yeah. You got to put it on something. But you put on a dog or a burger, and it's great, man.
Yeah.
It really is terrific. Yeah. All right, let's get back to this. Can you get the flu twice?
That they had influenza, but there is a very easy culture nasal swab that can be done.
That's what I got, the nasal swab.
For influenza. And it is important to know if you've had it, because there's antiviral medications for influenza that you would take if you test positive, that you would not take, let's say, if you have the common cold.
Okay, can I ask, though, you said you can get it more than once because there are different strains, but if you, can you get the same strain?
Oh, that's a great question.
Can you get the same strain, same time?
Not in close proximity. Okay. So I'm...
Woo! Woo! I'm done. I don't get influenza. I've had it, man. I can't catch it again. My body...
Well, the one strain, though.
Yeah, but my body knows. If the influenza A is coming around, my body says, man, we've had that. Move along.
Been there.
Move along.
Can you get the same strain, same time?
Not in close proximity. Okay. So, I mean, in a three-month period, no. But again, we hear about flu A, flu B, 1, 2. So, yes, you can be exposed and be very unlucky.
Ugh. Sucks. Hey, you know, this is going to be a bad season. So you just got to, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's just going to be tough, you know, traveling for the holidays, being around other people. Now they want you to get this COVID, you know, shot every 2 months. You know, as soon as it's going to be like you just stay in the emergency room all day, you know, just keep getting vaxes all day. As soon as it's going to be every 2 hours, you know, you got to, when's the last time you got vaxed? Oh, about 6 hours ago. 6 hours ago? What are you, a denier? What's going on with you? You got to get in there. You got to get another shot. Well, I got one 6 hours ago. No, dude. You're supposed to have it every 2 hours. Oh, okay. All right. By the way, Belly, are you doing the new vax? Are you in or are you out?
You know what? I'm undecided.
I am too.
What
you
should
know?
I do?
I don't know. I've had two original and then one boost.
Oh, you're talking about
same.
COVID.
Yeah. Same here.
Oh, you're a three-shot woman?
Yeah.
That's nice, right?
Yeah.
Wear that well. Thanks. What about you, Nate? How many shots have you had?
Like you, I got three.
Three. All right. Sort of a COVID cowboy, right? What about you, Stefferoni?
I just had the two.
Two?
Yeah.
Wow. No man. Boosters.
For me.
No booster, huh? No. Wow, you're like QAnon. Yeah. Sitting in there.
I don't want to get chipped.
That's great. You got a bunker, all denying, science denier in there. Look at that guy. He's bulletproof. What about you, Crows? You go three or two?
I got the full, man. I got the latest one a week and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got total four?
Yeah.
Or five?
Four.
Four.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, you know, Jen and I were driving around. I think it was on a Saturday or something, and we were like, you know what? There's the Walgreens right here. We're out and about. Why don't we check and see if we can just get one, get it out of the way? You know, party coming up and all that
sure.
stuff. Last, you know, don't want to take that chance. So, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be sick before a party.
Exactly. They took us right in, gave us a shot. No
wow.
issues.
Wow. Did you have to pay for it, or is it still free?
No, it's all free.
Still free?
Yeah.
God almighty. What about you, Angel? I know, but let me guess. You've had one shot.
That is correct, Timmy.
Is that right?
And done.
Yeah, you went with that. What was it? What did you
Johnson
get?
And Johnson.
J&J.
I'm telling you, my hair grew faster and longer, and I could hike faster as well after I got that one shot.
I think that was the wrong shot. I think you got like meth or coke or something. Wait, so you really noticed your hair growing longer and faster?
Oh my gosh, life improved like tremendously with all my athletic endeavors.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you attribute it all to the Johnson & Johnson shot.
That's right.
Wow. All right. Oh, we got nuts on the show. That's cool.
She said that, and Aaron in the back goes, "What the hell is she talking about?"
That's classic. Her hair is growing all over the place, and Stefferoni's you know, in a bunker with QAnon. All right, something for everybody on the program. We're live on KFI AM 640.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.